Hello everyone, I'm your host Jennifer Alvarez.
And I'm your co-host Ronnie Portillo.
And we're here with Spot 127, talking about gun violence, where one would least expect it, educational settings, such as elementary schools, high schools, even colleges.
Today we will discover if socioeconomic backgrounds are influential to a teenager's reaction towards gun threats.
According to EveryTownResearch.org, there have been 188 school shootings in the United States since the year 2013 alone, which is an average of nearly one per week.
And of those shootings, 84 have been K-12, while 76 at colleges and universities.
We're here with high school student Edith Bencourt, someone who witnessed an armed student firsthand at her school. So Edith, tell me, how would you describe your school's environment or socioeconomic status?
Well, we live like in a poor area, so a lot of people would be like, oh, it's like that type of school, there's a lot of violence. You can only expect bad things to happen there. But no, it's like a small school, so many people know each other, and you have like a lot of family members that go to that school, so it's like, it's really small, you know everyone. But since it is kind of like in the ghetto, how people would say, they think it's like a really bad school, but it's actually like a nice, safe school.
Would you say your community is very close-knit?
Yeah. Everyone kind of knows there and then know the way around the neighborhood.
So why would you say your school is safe despite its reputation of being a not good school?
Because people outside our neighborhood would say it looks like a bad school, but if you actually go there, it's pretty safe. You have like security guards that are always there, and you have like, I don't know, you have your administration always being there, and then there's the police officer of the school. So for me, it's safe. Like, I don't have to worry about anything in the school. Maybe like outside of the school, yeah, but in the school, it's like there's nothing really to worry about.
And you witnessed a student bring a weapon onto school campus. Do you believe that any others are capable of doing so?
Well, it was towards the end of the year where I saw like these kid bring like a BB gun to school, and they were like playing with it, and I was like, if they could bring like a little BB gun, and they're just little kids, well, freshmen, I feel like, why cannot like someone older bring like a gun? So it is possible. You never know who will bring something.
So do you think your school administration would take the student safety seriously?
Yes, I would hope they take student safety very seriously, because if not, then they would get in a lot of trouble, and then maybe the worst case scenario could happen.
And would you personally take that seriously, or do you think others would?
Maybe not all the time take it all so seriously, because sometimes it is like a joke, or someone's trying to prank the school to have like a free day. But most of the cases, it's like if someone from outside of the school were to bring guns to school, then I would be like, this is serious. They need to be doing something, because I'm not going to deal with this. I want to go home.
So do you think that the school and the administration's reactions towards gun violence can affect the students' reaction towards gun violence?
I would think so, because if they see the administration take things like this very seriously, I would hope students take it very seriously, since others that are kind of like in charge of us during the school day are taking seriously for our safety and their safety as well. So students will be able to like be like, we should take this serious. Not just because for the school, but for ourselves.
So which do you think would have more influence over a student's reaction to a gun threat? The socioeconomic background of the school itself, or the administrators of the school?
My school is seen as a lower income school, but we have an administration that is always on it and making sure we are safe at all times. And then there are other schools that can be upper class but can have an administration that lacks in school safety. So it can go in both ways on how the student's reaction can be.
Mm-hmm. Do you think schools could prevent this type of violent school shootings behavior?
No, because you will never know when a school shooting is going to occur. And I guess like preventing it would just be like talking to students who are having like a bad day, or you think there's might be something going on. So just speaking to them maybe could prevent it.
So do you think that prevention is limited just to schools, or do you think there's other factors that could be included?
No, it cannot just be limited to school, because you never know what else happens in that person's daily life outside of school. So, yeah, there could be many factors that can make him, like, think, I want to do a school shooting. You never know what's going on with their heads.
So, in the end, you think it's more a personal issue than a school environment issue?
It could go either way. Like, I would kind of see it's more like a school issue, because why would they have, like, a personal problem at home? And we're like, oh, well, I'm going to go to the school and shoot, but my problem's not there. It's at home. So it's like, it's not the school itself. It's the students within the school.
And do you have any last words to add? Any type of advice you would give to administration, to fellow students at the school?
If you're, like, a student and that's, like, really upset, talk to someone. Like, have a counselor, your teacher, your favorite teacher. Talk to them. They'll listen, and, like, administration, like, listen. If you don't, something can happen. And take the time of your day to listen to a student that might be struggling.
Great advice to keep in mind. I'd like to thank my co-host and guest for being here with me today. For Spot 127, I'm Jennifer Alvarez.